Welcome to the Brand Builders Lab podcast. I'm your host, Suze Chadwick, creator of Brand Builders Academy and the Amplify Accelerator. Right here on this podcast, we'll inspire you to become a bold and powerful voice in the world and claim your space with confidence. You can be bold and go against the grain to become the creative rebel you want to be. Forget average, it's time to level up. Hey, lovely. Welcome back to the podcast. So excited to have you here. Today is a little bit different. First of all, I just want to say this is going to be a shorter episode. You know how hard I find it to like keep things short and sweet. And I know you guys love a long episode, but I am trying. So recently I did a 15-minute Instagram live on setting intentions and what my morning ritual is. And so that's what I'm sharing with you today. It's edited to take out all the fluff so that it's just a really clean message for you. The feedback on it was fantastic. So I hope that it helps you if you are looking for a morning routine that really helps you to manage your mind so that you can do more, so that you can be more, so that you can create the energy and the impact you want in the world. Then this is something that I've been using for a couple of years now. And that I love. It takes me about 10 minutes in the morning. And so I hope that you enjoy it and that you get a lot out of it. Let me know, send me a DM and tell me what you got out of this episode when you get a chance at Suze Chadwick. So let's dive in. And today I wanted to talk about how I do my intention setting in the morning. So let me know, do you have a morning ritual that you kind of stick to and that you have on a regular basis? Every morning, and this is something that I've been doing for a little while now, every morning when I get to my desk, I light a candle. I've got lots of candles on my desk, and I decide which candle I want to burn this morning. And then I've got my green tea or my peppermint tea or my love tea, which I love as well. So look, we can do this together. It's so nice. And I just am quiet in my office. This is my morning ritual. Light my candle, have my tea. And then I decide what I'm going to set my intention on. And some of the things that I've set my intention on that I'm now doing on a regular basis are things like, what are my intentions for the day? And so let me know in the comments if you were going to set an intention, and if you do set an intention, what was your intention this morning? I do ask myself a question, so we'll get to that in a second. But when I think about my day and what I have planned for the day, so this morning and Wednesday mornings are always our Amplify Mastermind call. And so just from the coaching that I've done with my clients during the week, I think about what that conversation is going to be. I visualize it. Yeah. And then I set the intention. So I'll give you an example of something I wrote this morning. My intention for today within the Amplify call is to create a safe space for expansive discussions on these particular topics. And I write them down. And I really think about how I want my clients to feel and how I want to show up with it as well. And so I'm very specific with my intentions too. I don't just kind of be like, I want to feel amazing today, like, which is also nice, but I'm really specific. So if you want to follow this or have, you know, do something like this, then think about, what do you have on today? Do you have a meeting? If you're with your family, if you're seeing people, it doesn't matter what it is, but what is it specifically that you want to create for that moment, for that meeting, for that person? The other thing, and this is really interesting because sometimes it can get confused with a to-do list, but for me, one of the things that I want to do today is I want to finish off all the podcasts that I have prepared for so that I'm ahead and I feel free and light when I go on holidays next Friday. And so it's not just the to-do, it's not just the thing that I need to do, it's actually why this is on my intention list, what this is going to help me to feel, and like what the motivation behind it is. And so I think sometimes when we've got a to-do list, and obviously we've got our strategy, we've got our to-do list, and we plow through it. But I think what I've just found is that with some things, really setting the intention for why this is so important to me, why it's so important to my business, to my clients, has just really helped me to show up in a different way with it and also not feel like I'm on a hamster wheel. So I could have on my to-do list, make sure that you get, and it's really the energy behind it, make sure you get all the podcasts done so that you're, you know, so that we don't have to think about it when we're on holidays. But I would rather do it in a way that is really loving and self-caring. And the intention is, let's get this done because I think that the episodes are going to be great. I think it's really going to speak to my audience. And I know that I'm going to feel really free when I go on holidays, knowing that this is done. So that's the first intention that I'm setting, a very specific intention about what is happening in my day and how I want to be in that day as well. The next thing that I do once I've set the intentions for my day, and this is why it's a daily practice, is because every day is different, and every day I want to decide how I want to be instead of leaving it up to chance, you know. And I shared a video on my stories last night, and he said, your brain is a supercomputer. Whatever you tell your brain to think is what it's going to do. So if you tell your brain, I'm not very good at remembering names, you won't remember names. And so by setting morning intentions every day, and it's a 5-minute thing, it's not like I sit here for half an hour, it's like a 5 or 10 minute thing. By setting my intentions every day, I am telling my supercomputer, my brain, how I want us to be today. And this is a really, I don't know if it's a bizarre or not, but I'm going to tell you it anyway. I ask my brain questions. I set my brain intentions because I kind of think of us as a we. It's like there's me and then there's my brain, and I tell my brain what I want it to think, and I help and I say to my brain, this is the intention I have. Can we do that? Like, can we do this? Yeah, like, can we show up like that? Can we create this space? And so I don't know, is that weird? It might be weird, but that's how I kind of think about it, is me and my brain and my heart and my energy. It's almost like I've got these little bits of me that come together. I'm like, okay, energy, like, now's the time for us to show up and be present and create this amazing experience for my clients. Okay, brain, this is what we've got to think. Yeah, like, let's turn on the positive vibes. Let's turn on the positive thoughts. Let's kick all of those negative thoughts to the curb. And so that's something that I do. Let me know. Like, does that make sense? Yeah. So I'm very intentional with how I direct my brain, my energy, my thoughts. And it's only through the doing of that on a daily basis that I feel really kind of in control of it a lot of the time. And so the first thing is the intentions. The second thing is the thoughts. We want to set the energy for our intentions as well. How we want to show up in those intentions. The second thing are my thoughts. And so I've got intentional thoughts. I've shared this before, that sit on my board, that kind of are thoughts I want to have on a regular basis. But then I also direct my thoughts for today as well. So today I want my thoughts to be really focused on, you know, or something that I want to create. So there's something that I'm focused on that I want to create. And so my thoughts are that today is going to be a great day for creating. My brain is going to work for me and bring something really new and fresh to the forefront. I know that I have got the ideas. I need to be patient. I'm allowing myself to be patient and let those come through as well. And so the thoughts are not, a lot of times we're like, why can't I work this out? Why isn't this moving as fast as it can be? Why can't I get this sorted? Yeah. And a lot of times we're really berating of ourselves. And so the thoughts I want to have is, I am really creative. I want you to think once again of a child. Like, if you constantly berate a child, is that child going to be really positive and do the work and show up and feel great? Or is that child gonna, you know, if you say to the child, oh my gosh, you're doing so well, you're so creative, like, you've got so many ideas, I love the ideas that you come up with, like, how is the child gonna respond? And I think that we don't really see our brain as this part of us where the more that I encourage myself, the more that I talk about all the great things that I am able to do, the good things I've done, the, you know, the possibilities, then my brother and I kind of like, I can come up with really good ideas. And then I come up with really good ideas. Funny how that works. And so my intentional thoughts for the day are really around, today is going to be like, I'm going to come up with really great ideas today. When I am doing the podcast for when I go on holidays, like I know that the energy is going to be really good. I know I'll probably come up with a really good story, like mid podcast. Okay. And so by me juicing my thoughts up, it just really impacts my energy as well. Yeah. And so the next one, so there's four things I do in the morning, my intentions for how I want to be in the day. My second one is my thoughts, how I want to think today and the thoughts I'm going to have that are going to help me to be in that intention. The third one is my energy. So that being, so really thinking about, it was funny because I was talking to Steph from Celia Loves. She's going to be on the podcast. And when we were at the huddle and we were on the plane, or I think it was after, like when I had done my talk, she just said to me, how do you bring that kind of energy to your talk? And I said to her, I actually write my intentions. So for example, when I was going to speak at the huddle, I was writing, I want 700 women in the room to feel my energy. I want to be like a bold and powerful voice in that space. I want to inspire people. I want to bring like the best of me to that. And so I wrote all of that down. And Steph just said to me the other day on the podcast, she goes, Suze, I've started to do that. And it's such a powerful thing to do. Anything that we do intentionally is really powerful. Yeah. So I just really want you to think about that. How do you want to be? And so, you know, even just using the Amplify call this morning, like I want to be in a space that is calm, but energized, where people can kind of feel that the space is a space where they can share, they can ask questions, we can have a laugh, but it's a space that creates the opportunity for conversations that may not always happen to happen here. Yeah. So I'm so specific with the energy that I want to bring. And then the last thing, because we are at 9:13 and I did say I want to do this for 15 minutes, I want to do a lot more of these. The last thing I do is ask myself a question. And so I will ask myself a question that I want my brain to figure out. So once again, I see my brain here, me here, my energy here. Yeah. So I'm kind of like, it's like I'm asking myself a question. So right now I have a question about my business and I want to ask my brain that question and say, what could be the easiest solution if I want to do this in my business? And then I allow that to kind of sit with me as well. And I may have a question every day. I might not have a question. Like, this is not a hard and fast rule of how I do it, but it's just what I'm feeling on the day. And right now I've got a big question. And so I'm just asking that one question and allowing my brain to work on it. Yeah. So that's just something I wanted to share with you. I do get messages sometimes when I have, like when I put a, you know, image of what I'm doing in the morning. So I thought I just wanted to share that with you. And I've been doing this probably, I want to say, for a couple of years now. And I feel like the spinning drama, which I'm going to be talking about in my Amplify group coaching call today, the spinning drama is something that doesn't really happen anymore. And if it does happen, it's like a split second of happening because I recognize the spinning drama that I'm in. And spinning drama is basically where nothing's working. This isn't enough. Why can't I figure this out? How can I possibly do this? I just don't like it. Like, why can't I get the results that I want? Like, when you go into spinning drama, yeah, that can really hold your energy, your thinking, your intentions to ransom for a really long time. And that's when you get stuck. And sometimes if you don't know how to get out of spinning drama, you can stay stuck for a really long time as well. And I find that setting my intentions for the day, really thinking about what my thoughts are going to be, how I want my energy to be, because you can't have great energy if you're in spinning drama. That's just a fact. Yeah. Okay. And then what is the question that I want to ask myself? So thanks so much for coming and joining me this morning. I hope that this has helped you if you are looking for a morning ritual. As I said, you don't have to do it all. You could pick one thing. And also just remember that you can tell your brain what you want it to think, and you can decide what you want your energy to be as well. A lot of the time, you know, there are moments where our hormones and life and everything affects all of that. But a lot of times when I decide that I want to set the intention for bringing positive energy that's going to create a certain outcome, then that's definitely something that I want to do. Yeah. Yes, creativity brings confidence. I love this. Thank you for sharing. Beautiful way to start the day. You are so welcome. Have an amazing day. My intentional thought for you is that you will have an incredible day where something special will happen, and you will have a realization that will help you to move forward as well. Mwah. Love you.
That's it for another week. Amazing to have you here. Just remember, you can always connect with me on Instagram at Suze Chadwick. If you've got any questions, I am here for it. Happy to answer them for you. Feel free to share this episode if you got a lot of value out of it. And I cannot wait to see you next week back here on the podcast. Hey, gorgeous, if you're ready to work together and you're tired of going it alone, then I want to invite you to come and join me in the Bold Business Academy. Get your systems, strategies, and structures in place to be able to scale and grow. Get your mindset working for you, and come and build a profitable business so that you can pay yourself more, get more time back, and be surrounded by an incredible community who is there to support you. Get all the details and come and join at suzechadwick.com/BBA. Once you've done that, then you can always come and join us in the Amplify Mastermind and Accelerator, where you can take your one-on-one work and move into group programs, build a profitable personal brand so that you become known in your industry as the authority and start attracting the dream clients that you really want. If you're ready to dive into Amplify, then head to suzechadwick.com/amplify and come and apply today.